There's chaos. There's noise. It's just showing up.
There's no chaos. There's no noise.
There's no noise. There's no chaos.
Everything is normal.
What's up, my brother?
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo.
Kind of wondering in myself. JD was here playing all the hits for a long time, and then I'm like, we're chatting, and I'm like, oh, I guess I got to work.
Oh, we should do this.
Yeah. Good old JD. I love JD. He's so cool. He's a great dude. He's a really nice guy. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, he tastes great milk. He stays crunchy. He's part of this nutritious breakfast.
I wasn't expecting that, but okay. All right. You're happy it's Friday?
I am. Oh, man. Come on. Come on. Come on.
What?
Woo! Friday! I got to throw out the foul language. I'm so happy.
I got to tell you, the 5 to 7 o'clock hours are my favorite.
Yeah.
Because we really do play requests, and it can be anything.
Yep.
And so every Friday from 5 to 7 is different.
Yep. And I love that.
Same.
It's just loud. It's just insane. Whatever gets your weekend going, we will do it. We don't care.
Last night, I had a challenge for you.
Yeah, and I took that challenge.
To watch Spirited.
We're going to talk about that.
Which is a TV movie on Apple Plus.
Yeah. Boy, it didn't look like a TV movie. That was some production, man.
Yes, it was. So you loved it. Great.
We will discuss.
One American dollar. And how do you get your family to leave the house?
Get out.
At the holidays.
Get out. I usually do it like that. It's like ghosts.
You just say ghosts?
Get out. Get out. Get out. By the way, you know, I don't know if you've heard, but we're playing this game, the KLOS $100,000 name game.
No, is it new?
Yeah, the jackpot's all the way up already to $11,000.
Wow, great.
So have another chance to win sometime between now and 4. Wow, it's Friday.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
You know how you watch movies and TV shows and the DJs never have headphones on? It doesn't work without headphones.
No, it doesn't. You have to have headphones
on. And then to get that to work, you know, you just got to...
And there are many times when you get just tied up in knots.
Yep.
Like a necklace.
Yep.
Like an entire baseball of necklaces.
Yep. I'm pretty sure I tripped on it one time and like fell on my face, but I was really drunk. You know, they had a bar downstairs at the old building.
Yes, they did.
Daltz.
Yes, they did.
Here in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And they started giving us giant to-go cups. That was dangerous.
That is the worst,
to go up to the studio.
All right, listen. Here's the thing.
Yeah. You need money. Yeah, you definitely need some cash. What I need. Come on. Why didn't you have that queued up and ready to go? There you go.
Are we going to be able to complete anything?
Don't think so.
Like we're supposed to.
Nope.
All right. One American dollar.
Yeah. You need to win a dollar. I'm going to try and give you something fairly easy. You should be able to get this. It's all.
Don't say that because
I know that's true.
It puts pressure
on
you.
This is impossible. It's like nuclear physicists would fail.
So now if I get one, I'm a hero.
You're amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, let's say how many guesses you should get. So it's for Christmas candies.
Christmas candy.
Yeah, the 10 most popular of all time, ongoing since grandma was, you go ahead and get some Christmas candy out of the dish.
That's sort of weird because I don't really think Halloween candy is certainly a thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't really...
Yeah, well, it's a nice thing to have at the holidays.
Think of candy as Christmas, except for candy canes. It's the only thing.
Well, that's your first guess. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Let's say 4 or 6 guesses, and you know, you got the first one. You're doing good already.
6 guesses to get how many?
To get 4.
Get four right.
One. Yeah.
All right.
Candy canes are certainly.
Are the rest of them?
I mean, again, as always, once you hear them, with one exception. You'll be like, oh, yeah, of course. Yes. Oh,
are the rest of them just generic candy, though?
No. Okay. They're
Are they all Christmas specific?
Yes.
Really?
Well, pretty much, yeah. One of them on the, you know, talking about grandma making something. Mm-hmm. She might have made a few things, you know, if your grandma made a few things back in the day. Those are on the list, but it's not really like what you'd go to the 7-Eleven.
Grandma made a few things.
Buy. Yeah.
Brittle? Is that a candy?
Peanut brittle! That's my favorite.
Yes!
I love me some peanut brittle.
2 for 2!
Love it. But it's so rough on your teeth now.
Yeah, it is, of course.
Not nowhere. Oh,
These are all Christmas related. I wonder if they don't call
weed. No, it usually doesn't weed infused things.
Oh man, what is that's a very modern sort of Christmas candy?
Yeah,
peanut brittle, candy cane.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna have to guess because I don't.
Yeah. Well, I'll kind of help you because I would say this is a little bit hard. Really think hardcore Christmas-related stuff and beings and people and things and what have you.
So
if you're like, yeah.
Hershey's Kiss?
I'm gonna give it to you because it's chocolate kisses. So that's
I got three.
I'll give you that. But that's not really Christmas. You know, I'm saying who do you think of
Santa
Claus? Christmas. Okay, so Santa, what sort of thing does he have?
Milk and cookies, but that's not a
What
kind of thing does he have?
Or what kind of thing might he be?
Might he be?
Easter. Why am I helping you? I guess it's Christmas.
Oh, chocolate Santa.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. Woo! With a lot of help, I finally won.
You got a dollar, man. You got a dollar. I'm going to get that back, though, maybe. Because, you know, we bet a dollar as to whether or not I was going to like that movie Spirited. So maybe I'll get my dollar back. We'll have to talk about that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here's your list. Christmas cookies, you know, like Grandma would make.
Okay.
Gingerbread, like you make houses out of and for small children.
See, I don't think of that stuff as candy.
That's old, you know. That's going on.
No, I mean, I don't think of it as candy.
Either. Fudge.
Again, not,
it's very much
not
Christmas.
Candy.
Like we used to make, you know, sweets.
It should be Christmas treats or sweets or something like that.
It is candies, but chocolate and caramel bites. Sure, okay.
What?
Peanut brittle, chocolate kisses, chocolate Santas. You said
yes. After much prodding on your part.
Here's the one I've never heard of. I've never heard of this reindeer food.
What
the hell
is that? I don't know. What
grass.
That is it some,
berries?
Is it just some kind of mix of?
I guess.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
Truffles. I love me some truffles.
All right.
Butter toffee.
Sure.
Peppermint bark.
Oh, I didn't even think of peppermint bark.
And of course, number one, candy canes.
Which, wow.
Yeah. You know, there's a whole forest of them. The elf has to come through.
We are not sharp. That's what I've learned.
No kidding. What is
Neither
going
of us
on?
Is sharp.
Maybe there's a gas leak in the building or something. Because I mean. I just ran all the way down to my car to find my coffee, and it's sitting right here.
Yeah, it's right here next to
me. I need my coffee. Oh, my God.
All right, yesterday, I feel like I know Sluggo pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, hell, we've been working together since 1986.
Yep.
Off and on, that's insane.
And what kind of taste he has in movies and music. Which and is- I yesterday challenged him to watch a musical. Now, I'm fully aware that I'm charging head on into perhaps deep waters where I'm going to drown because maybe you hate it. But I thought
a musical,
maybe
with a lot of dancing,
because it has Will Ferrell,
love
it has
Will Ferrell.
Ryan Reynolds.
Those guys are amazing. The brilliance of Will Ferrell's timing is incredible.
Agreed.
He's getting better and better, and I love Ryan's attitude. He's just clearly something wrong in his head, and
yes,
I love
correct.
It.
Yes, yeah. Correct. So it's a modern telling of the Scrooge story.
Right. So there might be some spoilers here, but not really, because you should know the Scrooge
You should
story
know the story, yeah.
But yeah, so you said to me, and you set it up so brilliantly, you're like, oh, you know, you told me that.
I said yes.
But you didn't mention that it was a musical until the last second.
Well, I didn't want to lead with that, because if I lead with it's a musical, you're out.
Oh, totally.
Totally out.
I can't stand musicals. Oh, my God.
All right. So Spirited on Apple Plus. And you watched last night.
I did.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched all 2 hours and 9 minutes, you filthy liar. You said it was 90 minutes.
He did text me.
2 hours.
Hour and a half is what I was just guessing.
Well, you know, my wife was like, well, he must have loved it so much. The time flew by.
Right?
But I thought it was 2 hours and 9 minutes. I'm like, all right, if I don't like it, I get my dollar.
Now it is.
So that's a good thing.
A musical.
It's a musical for crying out loud.
It is happy. Now those are two things that Sluggo hates.
It's not completely happy. That's the only thing about,
okay.
I hate about A Christmas Carol and Bill Murray's Scrooged, which I love that they referenced so heartily in Spirited.
Right.
Scrooged, is that at the end of it, he's all cheerful and happy and, you know, and Scrooge
just
made me totally mad. I like everything up until that moment.
You
but
like
when he
him
came
to be,
around.
You like him to be grouchy.
I love that you're getting the dollar out.
I'm getting the dollar out because I sense that you didn't like
well,
it.
Well, I gotta tell you.
Because it does have everything going against it for you.
Let me tell you that I did watch all of it, but don't get mad.
Okay.
With the exception of three songs near the end. I couldn't do it anymore. I hate the dancing and the singing, and so I fast forward. I'm really good. But let me give you a little backstory on that. I'm a huge fan of the Marx Brothers. I went to see a Marx Brothers movie when I was like a tween at a retro theater with a really appreciative crowd.
Right.
I was already like 60 years old by that point, and I loved it. But what I hated was the big numbers. They all dance and sing, and it's terrible. So when I would record the movies later, I cut those out. I would pause it and cut those.
Literally cut those out.
Chopped them out, which made me like it better. And apart from the songs, I was really very much enjoying it. I
really
liked it a lot. It was very clever. The twists and the, you know, you can't guess what's going to happen with it, even though you know the story.
It's a really good,
very well done.
I enjoyed it a lot, and I didn't think I would enjoy it. That's why I challenged you to do it, because I didn't think I would enjoy it,
right.
And I did.
Right.
So
right.
I thought, well, Sluggo won't, so let's give him a try.
And as soon as I mentioned it to my wife, who also hates musicals, she's like,
yeah.
Nope!
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, you know, it's for the radio. You know, he's giving me a dollar. I might get a dollar. So we watch it with me. And she's like, all right. So on a scale of 1 to 10, last night she said a 6.3 for her.
Hey, that's great. Considering her first answer while I was talking yesterday was
nope. Yeah, that's right. She texted and goes, nope. And then she raised it this morning, having thought about it, to a 7.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, and it was the singing. We both
and her
agreed.
Her heart grew 2 sizes bigger that day.
So you both sat through
yeah. all of the musical numbers.
Except the three songs. And I was kind of, you know, I was still watching it, but I didn't let them sing. I didn't let them dance. But my final, when I really thought about it and I really put it all together, I would say for me on a scale of 1 to 10, 8.6.
Wow.
I really enjoyed it. I was shocked. I was floored.
I'm so surprised.
I was like, I mean, there's a part of
me that knew you might.
Right.
That's why I made the challenge.
Right.
But
anyone else, dude, I got to tell you, anyone else says, watch this, you'll really like it.
Right.
We've talked about this
yes.
before. We don't ever try and talk anybody into watching stuff.
Yeah, because our taste isn't for everyone.
No. I like Deadpool's, like, my favorite.
Right.
I love that. There's a movie called Parents where this kid in the 50s finds out his parents are cannibals. I love that. That's my kind of movie.
So this is the story of Scrooge.
I was shocked.
With Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. And if you could find it on Apple Plus,
it's
both
worth it.
Of us liked it.
But feel free to zip through the production numbers because the actual
or
movie.
Don't because
no.
they're pretty good.
No, they're really good. But I don't.
The
you know,
music is really good.
I finally figured out, and it was just very recently, why I don't like musicals. It's specifically the dancing. It kind of bugs me that they spent so much time on the choreography
right.
that they worked so hard that I'm like, who cares? I don't care. And it sort of bugs me that they wasted
their lives. As a choreographer,
that
hurts my feelings.
You are a hell of a dancer. Now, I can't remember.
8.6.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm floored.
I still don't like the kind of cheerful ending that is required with that
of
story.
Course.
I didn't care for that, but I liked how dark it got before that.
Yes, exactly.
It got really dark
that was
before
just for
that.
You.
That I liked. But let me ask you for sure, have you seen the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special?
Yes, the
right?
Christmas special.
Isn't it
yes.
brilliant?
It is great.
It is
yes.
so good.
It's what Star Wars was going for and missed
yes.
massively.
The Star Wars Christmas special we were also excited about in 1977.
Yes.
But two
really positive.
Keep your dollar. Put your dollar away.
Two really positive Christmas things that we're both recommending.
Yeah, that's weird.
What's happening?
I don't know. But I got to play that song. Remember the song the old 97s did in the Guardians of the Galaxy special?
Yeah.
Well, here it is.
Out on the third planet closest to the sun, there's a special celebration and it sounds quite fun. A jolly old fellow brings toys to everyone on a holiday they call Christmas. Now, I'm not gonna lie, it makes no sense to me, but here's what Earthlings told me about this Christmas mystery.
Matt Leff on Twitter says, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good
afternoon.
Which in the movie Spirited is the worst thing you can say. It's literally the worst thing you can say.
And when he's pulling him out of a cab because someone had the nerve to say good afternoon.
Hilarious.
That was very funny.
This is a weird, weird recommendation from the two of us.
It really is.
But
don't expect more of this. Well, it is Christmas.
It is Christmas, and it's really well done.
Yeah, Spirited on Apple.
Spirited
Shocking.
On Apple. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
It's Friday! Friday.
In the afternoon. It is Friday, which means that an hour from now, we're going to be doing the All Request Fest.
Yeah, and we need to hear your favorite loud song to get your weekend started, starting at 5.
Not yet.
Nope.
But we're going to do at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about having a family over for Christmas.
Oh, no, no. Let's go ahead and start the All Request Fest now.
Here's the question that I have.
Everybody go home.
What's the best... Somebody's figured this out.
Yeah.
What's the best way to get family to leave?
That's overstayed their welcome.
They've been here long enough. I love Christmas. I love them. I love my family.
Sure.
But...
Do you?
But it's time.
It's time for them to move on. Back to Kansas.
What's the best way to do that?
Hmm.
I'm sure people have better ways than just saying, get out, you know, or something like that. Right. There has to be... Somebody's figured this out.
Hmm.
You know that.
Like subtle hints or... Yeah. Yeah. You know, I remember like plan stuff and then be like, you know, why don't you guys go on down south, you know, to Orange County or Legoland or whatever. You just go ahead and then you can go home from there.
Oh, you plan stuff for them?
Yeah, and then you can go home from there. Well, I haven't done that. I don't ever have anybody show up.
No, but that seems like a good idea.
Yeah. I'm always ready to get people out the door. It's time to go.
Listen, even people who...
Yeah, you're... Yes.
You were happy to
see
them.
Right, right.
But TikTok...
You've been here like an hour.
Come on now.
I know you just flew in from New York.
Let's get moving. 818-955-KLOS. How do you do that?
How do you kind of suggest maybe it's time to head on home?
How do you get rid of family at Christmas?
Yeah. Is there any way?
818-955-KLOS. How do you get rid of family at Christmas? That's the question.
Why are you people here?
I mean, listen, it's good. It's fun for most people.
Right.
But
usually.
At some point, the fun must end, and then maybe your family should move on.
It's time to move on. How do you tell them that, though? You know, grandma's going to get upset. How would you do it?
We just tell them, hey, you know what? You guys got to go because you guys said you're only staying so long.
Let me give you... a question, see what you think. Let's say you invited them for a week, but it's 4 days in and you're done. Like, do you have to keep them for a week?
No, not necessarily, because of the fact that I've had people at my house now. And sometimes they just get on your nerves and they don't obey house rules for whatever reason.
Are they there now?
Yes, they are.
Well, put them on the phone. We'll tell them to go.
Oh, no, I'm on the road right now, but they're at my house.
Yeah.
So just straight honesty. It's time for you to go.
Yeah, that's not bad.
They say
it's the best policy.
Yeah, that's straight honesty.
I love it.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Well, hello there. Your phone does work. Yeehaw, it's always busy.
Yes. How do you get rid of family at Christmas?
You say, oh God, you guys, my COVID's acting up. I think it's going to relapse. And there's no more alcohol.
Or there's no more alcohol.
That should do it.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
That's good.
More alcohol.
And all the stores are closed. It's Christmas, and in L.A. they close.
Wow, you're a gangster.
Right. For weeks.
That's strong.
Right on. Exactly. Perfect.
I'm from the IE. You know, your hand's shook and your money's shook.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome. 818-955-KLOS.
How do you get rid of family at Christmas?
Pesky family members.
Get out! That's how Sluggo handles it. We're talking about getting rid of family at Christmas. Maybe you love them, but there is an end date.
You're like, I forgot the things that make me crazy about these people. I can't take another minute. Get out!
So how do you get family out at Christmas?
Well, I have long hair, you know, kind of a rocker-looking guy, and I would tell him, you know, my head's been itching, and these little bugs, you know, I don't know if it's contagious. I hope it's not.
So you lie about bed bugs. I like it.
Yeah, you take the hit and make everybody go home and say, I don't know, man.
You've
got a problem, but I think it's worth it.
That's
worth it.
That's smart because nobody wants to argue with
you. Nobody's going to question that.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell them they can even look for themselves if they'd like.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there. How do you get rid of family at Christmas?
Well, I find for myself a little flatulence is always worth for me.
That would work.
The guys get a good kick out of it, but their wives are not too thrilled. And eventually, the wife goes, honey, I think it's time to leave.
Hilarious.
And the best part is that they usually don't come back next year. It's a win-win for me.
That's good.
Pretty great.
That's awesome. Thank you very much. 818-955-KLOS.
That guy needs to rent his skills out. How do you get rid of family at Christmas? Listen, having family over is great, but there comes a point where you need them to go.
Especially if they're playing, you know, like records like that you... Grandma says get out!
You have any
tips playing those cool things
on how to get your family to leave at Christmas?
Hey, I got a good one for you.
All right, how do you get rid of family at Christmas?
All I have to do is I turn around and say, oh, Kevin and Slugger on. I'm going to turn that on, and everybody scatters.
That would do it, man. That'll clear a room quick.
We're happy to be of service.
Thanks,
thank
dude.
You for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. How do you get rid of family at Christmas?
You make food that they don't like.
Oh, that's not
that's
bad.
Smart.
Got to make something with some Limburger cheese in it or some of the lutefisk.
I don't even know what that is.
You got to, oh man, it's nasty. It's like it's nasty. Or boil some cabbage or, you know, boil up some asparagus. That's it's bloody horrible. That is going to get rid of them. That's a really good idea. Thank you. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's up?
Talking about getting rid of family at Christmas. You have a tip?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. We would say that you're barely recovering and you got exposed to diarrhea and that's why you had to go home.
That's also the best way to get out of going to work. You know, you call in and say you got stomach issues and you're blowing the bathroom up. And they're like, stay home.
Yeah, and then, again, no follow-up questions.
Yeah.
They don't want more detail. You've already given them too much detail.
Sir, have you ever used this deceptive measure?
I mean, I just really over-exaggerated and then I went away.
I like it. Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know,
nothing says the holidays like diarrhea.
And we're happy to help here at Caleb.
Every Friday at 5 o'clock. We do 2 hours of requests, all request fest.
And we want to take yours right now. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's loud, it's going to get your weekend started. Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. Or
hit us up on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo.
And Elon apparently allowing us still to so take far. Those requests. Yeah, so you should be good.
Yeah. What up, dude?
Yeah.
I'm going to kick your asses. Well, how you doing, man?
We are doing great. We're doing our old request fest. Do you have a song you'd like to hear?
Shoot, man, can you shoot it, man, real quick? I don't know if you can or not at the end of the day or whatever, whatnot. But
they're coming to get you to hear the sirens. They're coming.
Yeah, that's my mom.
It's your mom. Great.
I don't know.
Wait, who do you want to hear?
Ozzy.
What is it, Kevin? What are we doing? What is this?
It's the old request fest.
That's where some guy like called up and said something like,
yeah, Led Zeppelin.
And so we made it happen for you. And now, Gorillaz. Gorillaz. Gorillaz?
I'm getting worried about you.
I know, dude. My brain is
you're
shorting
something.
Out.
You're
shorting
something.
Out.
It is the KLOS Old Request Fest. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Kevin and Slugo.
Yo!
What would you like to hear?
Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday to you gentlemen as well. I would love to hear some Joyous World feeling.
Caller 13, 818-955, KLOS.
And
good
maybe
luck.
You'll have like some money for Christmas. Who's this for?
This is for Don Johansson. U2's version of Baby Please Come Home.
Awesome new loud stuff from Metallica. Who was that for, dude?
Jose and Silmar.
Well done, dude. Belly Rats for Dean in West Hills. I really haven't gotten tired of that song.
Same.
I like that song quite a bit.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, hello. What's going on?
We are taking requests for our old request fest. What do you got?
Oh, I was Sympathy of the Devil, Rolling Stone.
You got it. That's a great request.
That's a jam. I feel good. It's Friday night. Just got off work.
That's what we're talking about.
I'm so glad it's Friday. Ted Nugent, by request for someone named Ted.
It is our old request fest.
Yeah, but it was actually named Ted.
Yeah.
His name was Ted.
Right.
Theodore.
Was it Ted Nugent?
No.
That is not interesting.
It's right. Fascinating.
We have
I'm
time
fascinated.
For one more request. Make it fast.
Yeah, how about anything by X?
It's our old request fest. What do you got for us?
Hey, we here Hunt for Teacher.
Are you a teacher?
I'm a school psychologist.
Hey, now, this is Billy F. Gibbons. Have mercy. You're listening to Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday.
He has the best voice ever, man.
He really does. It is his birthday today.
Yeah, happy birthday, Billy, from 95.5. J-Lo up.
That is for Melinda and San Bernardino. The
back
Beatles get back.
USSR.
Back
I love that
the USSR.
Song. Man, come on. That's good stuff. Are we done? Are we going to do what we learned? Are we all done? And then we can go home and
I'm
pet
ready.
The kitty.
Are
and,
we,
yeah,
are we
let's,
ready for
let's
what we
do
learned?
It. Yeah.
All right. Let's do that. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I actually won one American dollar.
You did. I actually liked this musical, G-rated wonderfulness that I hate usually.
Yep.
You were right, so you win a dollar. Spirited.
Crazy.
Spirited on Apple TV.
Sort of I kept my own dollar, but all right.
That's true.
It.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I did challenge Sluggo to watch a Christmas movie called Spirited, and he actually liked it, and it's a musical.
I liked it about, I think it was 8.3 out of 10.
That's
but
great.
Gotta say, Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special, 10 out of 10.
Agreed.
57 out of 10.
And your next chance to win the KLOS $100,000 name game is Monday morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
Check it out. It's going to be worth $11,000. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Uh-huh, and I just want to say one thing before we go, if yep. that's okay.
Sure, please.
Hat.
What do you have in your KLOS. Hand, young Kevin?
Which one?
The other one.
Family four-pack to Knott's Merry Farm.
Oh, nice.
With nightly snow, holiday shows, and calico carolers. Mm-hmm. And millions of breathtaking lights.
You can be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS, and you can get into this that's happening through
January 8th.
That's right. And while you're dialing, enjoy Bob and Doug McKenzie. Oh, hey, by the way, let's do it. Did not get a winner today, so it's still sitting all the way up at $11,000.
We will take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You can play for yourself and win the 11 grand.
Good luck!
Wow. Yeah. Nope.
We want to play that at some
nope.
point.
You good?
No, definitely not.
Step over there?
Yeah, do it.
KLOS, who is this?
Veronica. Well, what's
that? That was quick.
It was a little premature. I've had that problem for a while. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Amazing.
And we really want to give you this cash. We want you to take this money and run. So have you been listening?
Oh, I sure have.
We're looking for the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 films.
And the last couple of guesses were Vin Diesel and Kevin Costner. Who do you think it is? Because it's not them.
I have a gut feeling that it's Clint Eastwood.
Well, you're going to have to remove your gut. Can yep. we help her with that?
I don't think so, but we could try.
All right, so between this hour and 5 o'clock, between now and 5, we got another chance for you to win a grand total of...
$11,000. For those who call throughout the hour, we do, at one point in the hour...
Say call now.
Say, hey, be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
And guess what?
And you get your share, you can fight for your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
And now is that time.
Now is that
this
time.
This is it, right now.
Call now.
Good luck. You know the scene in Guardians of the Galaxy, the Christmas special, when they realize he's an actor. Kevin Bacon is an
yeah.
actor. I'm getting a little tired of hearing about actors myself with this one. I gotta tell you. But maybe this person will get it. Maybe they'll win. We'll be all done with it. Do
we'll be
it.
Happy about it.
Yeah.
Hey, who is this?
Hi, it's Andrew.
Andrew.
Andrew, you caller 13.
Check you out.
No way.
Yep.
So you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. We're looking for the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 films.
Now, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Clint Eastwood and Vin Diesel, which were incorrect. So who do you have on the top of your brain?
I'm going to go with Hugh Jackman.
Huge Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Huge Jackman.
What? Incorrect.
Oh, that's not right.
It's a good guess, but incorrect.
Buzzer says no.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry,
thank
dude.
You.
All right. Next hour.
Crestfallen.
$11,000.
Oh, whoa, what?
You right?
The name game. The name
yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a fun game. What do you do? How does it work?
Name game.
$1,000. Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
And
good
maybe
luck.
You'll have like some money for Christmas. Who's this for?
This is for Don Johansson. U2's version of Baby Please Come Home.
The name game.
Don game.
Should we play it again? Should we give it one more chance? Maybe
this is it.
This is the one.
I feel like
I feel it. I gut feeling.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
My name is Rideau.
Rideau?
Rideau?
We want you to win some money. Will you do that for us now?
I will certainly try.
You're caller 13.
Sweet.
We are looking for the name of an actor that has appeared in more than 20 films.
Well, let me see if I can end this.
Well, let me tell you, by the way, the last couple of guesses, just so you know, were Hugh Jackman and Clint Eastwood, but who you got in mind? And yes, please end it!
Okay, how about Michael Caine?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Alrighty.
Sorry. That's all right, because the jackpot grows.
Whoa, no, what?
Your next chance to play is Monday.
No, it doesn't.
You're right, it doesn't. You're totally right, it doesn't.
We're out of money, man. We already hit that 100K.
Monday morning at 8 a.m., the $11,000 up for grabs again.
With Heidi and Frank. It seems like a general good rule, right? If you're too drunk to drive, you're too drunk to be on social media or texting people.
What if you're foxy?
Foxy! Well, then you're fine anytime! Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, born on this day in rock in 1949, which is why you're hearing a little bit more ZZ Top off and on today. Day Tripper / We Can Work It Out, released as a single on this day in rock in 1965. Mick Taylor called it quits from the Rolling Stones on this day in rock in 1974.